This is VOA News via remote. I'm Chris Pelham.
Afghans have rushed onto the tarmac of the capital's airport. Thousands are trying to flee the country after the Taliban seized power. Some even cling to the side of a U.S. military transport plane before takeoff Monday. In an interview, United Kingdom Defense Secretary Ben Wallace said it is clear that the Taliban has taken over Afghanistan.
I have engaged with a third country yesterday to make sure we seek assurances from the Taliban to protect our people and indeed the people we're trying to work to get out.
Wallace also says he believes a U.S. Taliban brokered deal weakened the Afghan government.
When that deal was done a few years ago, what happened was ultimately we undermined, you know, the community, the deal undermined the Afghan government and left it in a place that ultimately saw the end.
The Taliban swept into Kabul on Sunday after President Ashraf Ghani fled the country. The death toll from Haiti's powerful 7.2 magnitude earthquake has risen to over 1,200 as rescuers scramble to retrieve those stuck in the rubble. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Workers tore through rubble of collapsed buildings with heavy machinery, shovels and picks. Their work is even more urgent as experts are predicting heavy rain, landslides and flooding upon the imminent arrival of Tropical Depression Grace. Officials said more than 7,000 homes were destroyed and nearly 5,000 damaged from the quake. Hospitals, schools, offices and churches were also affected. Like many others, local Augustin Maslin has been sleeping on the soccer field. Our house is destroyed. The earth cut. The water is brought to us. We can't drink the water, and some have resigned themselves to drinking the undrinkable water because people have to drink. I'm Karen Chamas.
This is VOA News.